Track 7. From digging less, really, to using peat-free compost and being water-wise, Fuchsia Wilkins looks at how we can make our gardens more sustainable.
We're fast becoming a nation of eco-gardeners. Not only is eco-gardening topping the horticultural trends list this year, but it is now firmly established as a mainstay of British gardens. From reducing plastic use to buying second-hand tools or making space for wildlife, any move towards environmentally sustainable gardening should be highly recommended. However, there are a few fundamentals that act as keystones to replenishing biodiversity and regenerating depleted natural resources, which deserve our attention first and foremost. Number one, choosing the right compost. For those of us who live in flats or tend to terraces or window boxes in urban settings, one of the most important changes we can make towards sustainable gardening is changing the compost that we use. Head to your local garden centre and you're likely to find that the majority of multi-purpose compost contains up to 70% peat. This peat is cut from ancient bogland, which damages vital habitats for hundreds of plant and animal species and releases 2 billion tonnes of carbon into the atmosphere every year, significantly contributing to the climate crisis. Peat bogs take thousands of years to develop, so next time you need to stock up on potting compost, try to opt for a growing medium made from sustainable sources. Norfolk Herbs in Dillington is a specialist nursery growing culinary, medicinal and aromatic herbs since 1986. After 23 years in business, they went peat-free in 2019. Oliver Clifton Sprigg from Norfolk Herbs says, "We trialled peat-free compost for a long time because the destruction of a finite resource and carbon store is an ecological disaster. Plants will grow as well in peat-free. It does take a lot more work, but there's nothing wrong with adapting. We'll never look back." Number two, soil health. Digging is something many of us still take for granted in the garden, especially on the vegetable patch. It's commonly thought that by avoiding digging and shunning chemicals, we're creating more work for ourselves. However, styles of gardening such as the no-dig method are not just popular because they avoid a bad back and save time. Without pesticides or unnecessary disturbance, we can gain richer soils and give space back to invertebrates, enabling them to do their job and create free-draining, nutrient-rich soils. At Whittlingham Nurseries, the Norwich Farmshare team follow a minimum till regime in an attempt to disturb the soil as little as possible. Since the industrialisation of agriculture, there are a lot of problems with the way we've treated soil, says farm manager Joel Rodker, and we need to deal with these to avoid some big environmental and ecological crises. It's only now starting to become better understood that the soil contains huge amounts of biology, says Joel. It's that biology we're trying to nurture, because if the soil's healthy, your plants will achieve their maximum potential. And then, in theory, you don't need any chemicals or fertilisers. No dig is important because when you rotivate or dig the soil, you're disturbing the biological life and exposing organic matter, which oxidises in the air. It's much better in the soil rather than on the surface. Plus, he continues, digging brings up lots of weeds. On a garden or allotment scale, no dig should mean that there's far less work for you, and your soil biology will be healthier, which will lead to much healthier plants. And then there's saving fresh water. We're already using water faster than it can be replenished in our aquifers, and access to fresh water is an impending environmental problem across the globe. Most gardens will have a water butt somewhere, tucked behind a corner or balanced on a few bricks around the back of the shed. We all understand that rainwater harvesting is important and allows us to ease our reliance on the mains supply. But many eco-gardeners are going a step further and now embrace a much wider range of tricks and techniques designed to conserve this vital commodity. To cope with blazing summers, more people are adapting their planting schemes and embracing drought-tolerant plants to create Mediterranean-style getaways where they can relax rather than unravelling the hose. At the Bishop's House Garden in Norwich, head gardener Sam Garland planted a new dry garden in the spring of 2020. Aside from the initial watering in, I only watered the dry garden once last summer, says Sam, and that was during a year when we saw weeks of scorching weather. Drought-tolerant planting schemes can definitely help to reduce our reliance on mains water. As UK summers get hotter and the country's population grows, the strain on our water systems will only increase. If your garden is already well established, other tips, such as converting to water-saving nozzles to reduce the wastewater from your hose, using grey water and watering in the morning when national usage is lower, will help avoid the need for water to be diverted from our rivers and estuaries to cope with peak demand. These practices also reduce the need for hose pipe bans in the summer and help farmers who need water for their crops. In essence, eco-gardening is all about sustainability. Not using too much of one thing to the detriment of others, so that we can continue to enjoy nature's resources indefinitely. Even if you don't have time to follow all the principles of eco-gardening, just focusing on these key areas can have an enormous impact, both on your garden and the wider environment. By getting back to basics and actively conserving the vital ingredients that keep our gardens and their ecosystems healthy, we can all help to create a better balance for generations to come.